Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 13, Text 21. Rajo Vacha. Aho ni janma khila janma sovanam Aho ni janma khila janma sovanam Kim janma vis tvaparayarapi amusmin Kim janma vistva parayar apyamusmin Wake up. Naya drishikesha yasa kitatmanam Naya drishya drishikesha yasa kitatmanam Mahatmanam va prachura samagama Mahatmanam va prachura samagama Rajo vacha Aho ni janma khila janma sobhanam Kim janma vistva parayarabhi amusmin Naya drishi kesha yasa kritatmanam Mahatmanam va prachura samagama Rajo uvacha King Rahugana said, Aho, alas, Nijanma, you who have taken birth as a human being, Akila Janma Sohanam, the best of all species of life, Kim, what need, Janmavi, with birth in a higher species like the demigods. In the heavenly planets. Two, but aparaha, not superior. Api, indeed. Amusmin, in the next birth. Na, not. Yat, which. Rishikesha, yasaha, by the glory of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Rishikesh, the master of all senses, Kritatmanam, of those whose hearts are purified, Mahatmanam, who are actually great souls, Va, of us, Prachura, abundant, Shamagama, the association. Translation purport by His Divine Grace Prabhupada Ki Jai. King Rahugana said, this birth as a human being is the best of all. Even birth among the demigods in the heavenly planets is not as glorious as birth as a human being on this earth. What is the use of the exalted position of a demigod? In the heavenly planets, due to profuse material comforts, there is no possibility of associating with devotees. Human birth is a great opportunity for self-realization. One may take birth in a higher planetary system among the demigods, but due to the profusion of material comfort, one cannot gain release from material bondage. Even in this earth, those who are very opulent do not generally care to take to Krishna consciousness. An intelligent person actually interested in getting freed from the material clutches must associate with pure devotees. By such association, one can gradually become detached from the material attraction of money and women. Money and women are the basic principles of material attachment. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore advised those who are actually serious about turning back to Godhead to give up money and women in order to be fit to enter the kingdom of God. Money and women can be fully utilized in the service of the Lord, and one who can utilize them in this way can become freed from material bondage. Satam prasangam mamavirja sambhido bhavanti krit karna rasayana katha Bhagavatam 3:25-25. Only in the association of devotees can one relish the glorification of the Supreme Krishna, the Godhead. Just through a little association with a pure devotee, one can become successful in his journey back to Godhead. It's a really nice verse, huh? We need to give up attachment. That is the main point of this verse. To give up attachment to money and such enjoyment. So Rahugana, King Rahugana is very strictly telling the king Rahugana by Jarabharat, instructing him to get out of Maya and become Krishna conscious. This is the same position as us in the material world. The Vaishnava association is so important. Is that sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sarvasiddhi. Sarvasiddhihai, Lavamata Sadhasanga, Sarvasiddhihai. By moment of associating with a devotee, one can achieve all success. Sarvasiddhihai, or perfections. A moment of association with devotees. Just like moment of associating with a non-devotee, he can become perfection in material enjoyment. Similarly, by a moment of association with a devotee, a pure devotee, one can achieve Siddhi, Sarva Siddhi have perfection in life. And some people think perfection in life means to become rich, to become attached to material things. That is okay for a materialistic person. But those who are devotees, we have full knowledge that the perfection of life, of human life, is to go back home, back to Godhead. Prabhupada emphasized here many times in this book, go back home, back to Godhead. Don't make your home here, because even if we make your situation very comfortable in this world, we're not going to be here in our comfortable position. So that's why we need to get out of our comfort zone and take shelter of Krishna, associated devotees. It's so easy to become entangled in sense gratification. That's why Shastra, Jarabharat, is time and time is instructing Rahugana, who is a king. King, they are very attached to sense enjoyment, their worldliness, the management of the. They're surrounded by material wealth. The business of a sadhu is to cut this ignorance that we are attached to sense gratification by instructing us about Krishna consciousness, telling us how to go back to Godhead, come out of this comfort zone, the material world. Actually, there is no comfort here. As soon as we think there is comfort, we are bombarded by misery. In fact, there is no guarantee that we are very happy here in a material situation. Happiness can only be there in spiritual life. There is no satisfaction in the material world. You can have everything material, but people are not happy. Why? Because they're not having spiritual knowledge. They're bereft of spiritual happiness. Material happiness is very short-term and troublesome. People, they want to go to heavenly planets. It's mentioned here. Heavenly planets, they're very observed in sense gratification. They don't have to think of suffering, because there's no suffering there. But the problem is in the heavenly planets. There's no warning. People don't get old. And suddenly, your time's up, you have to come back here in the material world. You may be drinking somewhere else, like here people drinking in a pub, drinking alcohol, and then your time's up. Your cup is still in your hand, and you're dropping down into your world. They said, they're crying. The soul goes in the tear, comes out, drops, like in the, dropping like a rain. Yeah, it's very heavy stuff. Say, yeah, I want to go to heavenly planet. Like we say, I want to go back to Goku, yeah, yeah. We don't have a song saying, I want to go to heavenly planets, yeah, yeah. We are promoting to go back home, back to Godhead, not to heavenly planets. Because that's where real home is. We don't tell people, stay here forever. We're telling people to go to my spiritual world. Prabhupada's saying, go back to Godhead. Back to Godhead. The head of all God. The supreme God. Material world is not our home. Even though everyone is making plans to stay here, but it's not our home. So the whole idea of Krishna consciousness, the whole idea of the Srimad Bhagavatam, all the acharyas, they're teaching us how to be free from the clutches of bondage, of the material entanglement, the web of entanglement. Have you seen the web? You create a website? Not that website. Website of material enjoyment. Like a spider. Last time I was in Canada, and they said, oh, you come from Australia. Oh, full of spider. I don't want to go there. I told them there's no spider in the home, maybe unless you're living in the forest. So spider, they're very good at making a web. You see them? They have the thing, the web there. And then a fly comes by, they get stuck in the web. And the spider will eat it. So the web of material life, the material existence, samsara dava nalali the loka, we sing in the morning. We're praying to Gurudev, praying to Prabhupada, our spiritual master. Material world is a forest fire of material existence. Samsara dava nalali the loka, our spiritual master, free us from this forest fire of material existence. Australia is very famous for a bushfire. You know, just a couple of years ago, they had a huge bushfire all over. There's no escape once you're caught in the fire. Big fire is so blazing, it's so hard to get out of it. So material world, samsara, it's like that. It's a fire of material existence. It's burning in material existence. Forest fire. You get caught in it. You're not easy to get out. Like if they throw you down in the ocean, middle of the ocean, from the ship, you get thrown off. You're stuck in it. You can't swim across, even if you're an Olympic swimmer. You can't swim across the vast ocean. It's so big. So I remember we were in the boat called the Nitaipada Kamala boat. So Prabhupada, he introduced this boat. We go along the Ganges towards Calcutta. And we had Gauranga Didi. We would travel down the Ganges. It's really nice. We had Gauranga Didi, and then we'd stop beside the Ganges, small villages, and carry the Gauranga Didi on a palanquin and go door to door and sell one magazine. It's mentioned in the Harishari's diary. So I was one of those boats. And so then the boat got down. We got to Calcutta. There's really big waves in the Ganges. And I was getting seasick. So terrible. And headache, and vomiting. So I had to get off. Because they're going down further into ocean to go to Sundarban Forest. And they will do Harinam, Kirtan, house to house, and like that. And I had to get off. I was getting seasick. So this world is a place of misery. Dukkhalayam asasatam. Full of misery. full of vomiting, throwing up. They think, oh, I'm enjoying. And you're drinking your alcohol, and you wake up with a headache, hangover, headache, vomiting, sick. Anything, I'm enjoying. Where is the enjoyment? Isn't it? Thinking, yeah, I'll have the family, I'll have this, I'll have that. Before you know it, your old lady, old man, yeah, no one's attracted to you. So what we attracted is the body, isn't it? And you see, when people, you know, they're like 70, 80 years old lady, they're still walking around the high heel shoes with makeup. It looks just so ridiculous. Yeah, it's just a joke. Accept the reality. What is the reality of this world? I know this body. That's the teachings of Bhagavad Gita. I think I'm a young girl, I'm beautiful, I'm a handsome boy. These things wear off. Prabhu, Mataji, these things wear off after a while. So if you're married, and if you're thinking we're attached to each other, after a while, you're going to get old lady, an old man. So we have to be attached to each other of your Krishna consciousness, not the body. I was talking to one of my students when I was living in China. He's from Holland and she's from America. They're my students. I used to hang out with them. They have my association, so they became my good friends. I used to go to their home. And they didn't know I'm Hare Krishna, but they knew I'm a vegetarian. And one day the guy said, I'm also religious, you know, like you. Because he saw me one day chanting. I didn't want to tell him what it is. So he said, I'm also religious. I said, no, you're not. You know, eating meat and fish 3 times a day and killing animals. How do you call yourself? Those who are religious people, they're vegetarian, at least vegetarian. They are not violent. And so I told him, listen, you know, your wife, like, very beautiful and you're a handsome guy. Are you going to be attached to each other like when she turns like 70? And he was thinking, I don't know. But you're attached to each other because of you're young and like this. So I told him, that's going to be the test. So you have to still take care of her when she's a very old lady. Because that beauty is going to be gone. I said, you guys, you give up and you divorce yourself because they can't provide sentient enjoyment anymore. But that's nonsense. It's a promise. Once you're married, then you have to stick together. So I was preaching to him about family life. He said, yeah, you're right. Like this. So I used to tell him, he became a very good friend. And he knew I was a very religious person. And he was not. I was never putting him down. He was always thinking, oh, hey Peter, you're like, I was calling Peter. So you're very religious and you, yeah, I saw you sometime, you're mumbling in your mouth. I said, yeah, I'm chanting the name of God. Just like you, you're chanting money, money, money. I'm chanting the name of God. So he was very appreciative because if you become a friend, you can tell him these things. And so, so he organized cooking class and stuff. And they're all CEO, big people from American companies. And so I became like a really famous star. And I had all these yoga students. So I got a company. There was one company, P&G, very big company. 3,000 people worked there. They owned 3 floors. So then I would do yoga there, lunchtime. All the CEOs, they all stretched out and stuff. And they said, ah, Peter, And so we do yoga. And then I got them to all come to my friend's place and do a cooking class. They're all big people. And I had gulab jamun and all the whole thing I cook here. So somehow we have to engage people in Krishna consciousness. If you tell people, you are a Maya, you're going to hell. That's how the Christians preach. We have to preach in a way that, like, Jarabharat was telling Rahugana very heavy stuff. You're to get out of Maya, you're attached to sense enjoyment, men, money and women, you have so much position, you get out of it. But he can say that because Rahugana was very pure. But these people here, they maybe not. So you can preach to them Krishna consciousness in a different way. Sell them a book, cookbook maybe. Give them Krishna. Go have a very attractive Harinam. They were attracted to Krishna consciousness in a different way. Ask them to come to the temple, they see beautiful deity. I didn't know anything about the philosophy. But I came to the Hare Krishna temple. I said, wow, my God, this temple is so clean. Because in India, the temples are not very clean. And the monkeys running through, you know, and cobwebs, very dirty. Because they said, all living entities is clean, pure, don't hurt them. So they come with the monkeys and everybody in the temple. And they all bird stuff. So when I came to the ISKCON temple, so clean, so attractive. And one of my Gurukul friends, they bought, gave me a magazine that was from Australia, Australian magazine, about all the Hare Krishna temple and the deity, so attractive. So I saw this magazine and I said, well, I want to go there. And that was New Govardhan Farm. And they're showing the Gurukul caves and the farm, the water running through. I said, we don't have a place like this in India. You have to go to the Himalayas, because you always live in a dirty. So it's so attractive, Krishna consciousness. So Prabhupada was preaching Krishna consciousness through his, by presenting the Krishna consciousness in a very attractive way. Prasadam, clean temple, beautiful deities. So beautiful. And it's so attractive. And everyone is dressed so nicely. So Krishna consciousness is very attractive in every way. So if people, they come here, they are attracted to Krishna consciousness. That's we are preaching. Our temple is a place of preaching. Mandir is a preaching place. So we send them here and they say, wow, I have been to your Krishna temple. So attractive. So we have to always remember in the back of our mind that we don't become attached to the things that are for sense gratification. We are here that to remind ourselves we are here to serve Krishna. Along the way, we are attracted to, we are sidetracked to sense gratification. So we have to be very careful why we are here. We are here to go back to Godhead. Don't become too attached to things around us. This is all short term. So this is why we have to remind ourselves. This is why it is mentioned here, Prabhupada mentioned Sadhu Sangha. Because the devotees, they remind us, constantly remind us what we are meant to do. That probably you already told me. That's not like that. We need to hear and hear again and again so that we can remind ourselves that our home is the home in the spiritual world. You take fish out of the water, you can give fish everything. A car, a European car, BMW, a job, a PhD, you go to university, you go to a PhD, or I'm a mechanical engineering. In India, you always ask people, before, now they say MIT, before they used to say, I'm a mechanical engineering. Very proud of it. But we have to remember what is our real dharma. Our real constitution is to serve Krishna. Every one of us, we are here, is why we are here in Krishna consciousness. Because we want to go back to Godhead so we can develop love for Krishna, Krishna bhakti. What is the song we sing in the morning? Tulasi Krishna Payasi Namo Namah. Krishna Prayasi, dear to Krishna. Jayato Mara Saranalai. Whoever takes shelter of you, Tulsi Devi. Tara Vancha Purna Hoy. His desire is fulfilled. Our desire is fulfilled. Our $1 million. We worship Tulsi. No, Krishna Bhakti, Prayasi. To get the bhakti, love for Krishna. Any fools and rascals, they can get money, but they cannot get Krishna bhakti easily. You see, many people who are very rich, they have so much money, they have material things, but they are not devotees of Krishna. But the problem is, when they start to become old, when they start to lose their money, then the anxiety comes. Then it's suicidal. They don't know what to do because they don't have knowledge. Atma gyan nahi hai. They don't have spiritual knowledge. So they become crazy. We don't have anything. None of us are here a million years. But we are okay because we have Krishna consciousness. We are struggling to serve Krishna. And we are happy in that. We want to cultivate spiritual knowledge. We want to cultivate love for Krishna. That's okay. In that struggle, it is perfect struggle. But when you struggle for material things, that's not the only thing that we work for. Of course, we need to maintain family, everything. But at the same time, we have to always remember in the back of our mind that our real business is to go back to Godhead, is to serve Krishna. Isn't it? I remember there was, we used to make life member in India. You know life member? You make them a member of ISKCON in India. So this guy, we go to that place, they said, oh, come back tomorrow. So I got exact this time, and I'll come back the next day. And he said, oh, he's busy, come back tomorrow. So he keep returning, keep asking me to come back. So then I went back after some time. They said, sorry, he passed away. So, don't wait till death comes. Give yourself Krishna consciousness while we have the opportunity. It's like, just like it says here, Janma. First, Aho Janma Akhila Janma Shobhanam. Shobhanam, very auspicious birth. Those who are born as a devotee, like these kids here, they are very lucky. Then these three kids here, they come from Mangalarti every day. I'm not here every day. They live far away. So if I stayed at the temple, then I would come to them, Mangalarti. There's three kids here, they come to Mangalarti every day. Time is short. Komara acharet pragya dharman bhagavatan iha. Komara acharet pragya. Prahlad Maharaj said, one should practice Krishna consciousness from an early age. That's what you are doing. You're training your children to be Krishna conscious from early age. Because when they grow up, they're going to become Aussie. Aussie means no Krishna consciousness. I'm an Aussie. I work for my livelihood. And that's it. And then when I die, it's all over. That's the philosophy. Become a sense enjoyer while you're here. That's Aussie. I work for it. I earned it. It's my property. But nothing is your property. You read the newspaper, you see the news. So much suffering in the world today. Coronavirus in India, all over the world, still hasn't finished yet. And right now, there's the world on the verge of war. You know, different countries, they want to fight. And we are thinking here, ha-ha. But that's okay for us to be ha-ha because we have Krishna. But we can put a smile on our face. When you talk to someone who is not a devotee, they can hardly smile because they have so much stress. That's why they have to do yoga and have laughing yoga to make them laugh. They have comedy in city to make people laugh because they can't laugh. They can't smile. They're so stressed out. Their face is tight. Some ladies say they don't smile because they get a wrinkle here. What nonsense. You can smile. Krishna will take care of it. Always put Krishna first. So this is the world is a place of misery. You see today, and more you can see it's leading to such suffering. And right now, the other day we were having Harinam in the city a couple days ago, and we're looking around, and everywhere you look, half the city, the shops are empty, closed down, because they were closed for 1 year. There's no business. And a couple of years ago, you remember, the city was full of people. People are very stressed. Every person who walked by, they're thinking, oh, they're going to come to our shop. They're waiting for a customer. How stressful it is for livelihood, for earning, for businesses. Krishna is showing us this world to get out. This world is a place of misery. Krishna is telling us. So we as a devotee, we are conversed in knowledge. We as devotees, if we think this world is fantastic, there's something wrong with that. We are not in knowledge. We are just taking prasadam only. We're not getting the knowledge inside. We're filling it up with food. And there's no space for knowledge. Yeah, so we need to put Krishna consciousness seriously. I think to myself, today I'm chanting japa here, I think to myself, you know, I could die anytime. I'm here such a short time. You think to yourself, are we actually thinking like that? Today can be my last day. Well, nobody thinks that way. Even if you're like 70-year-old, 80-year-old, still thinking, I have some time to live. Isn't it? Nobody's thinking. They go to the doctor to get it fixed up. This is all patchwork. You cut it, put a band-aid. And then you cut here, put another band-aid. This is the material world, we're just doing the patchwork. Bandaging. I have backache, go to see the chiropractor. Then I have this, they get a massage. A heart is air condition. Fasting all day, eat a big plate of prasad. No room for tomorrow. So always think that place we are living here is short term. This is the first stage of knowledge. I am not this body. Aham Brahmasmi. Oh yeah, I heard this before. We have to understand clearly, am I on that platform or not? You see, we see the beautiful things we are attracted. Prabhupada said, when devotee drinks water, he is thinking, this taste of the water is Krishna. When he sees beautiful flowers, he says, oh, I want to make garland out of it for Krishna. I'm cooking nice foodstuff. And somebody comes in the kitchen, oh, I'm mouth watering. Oh, that's fantastic. Can I have some? It's not offered. Everything we see should be in connection to Krishna. This is for Krishna's pleasure. If you're a Mataji, a beautiful Mataji or a handsome man, you're thinking, my body is for Krishna's pleasure. Control yourself. It's all external. The most beautiful lady is Radharani. There's no comparison. Radharani, she doesn't look at anybody except Krishna. That's why she's not showing her feet. We can see her feet on her birthday. And she's always wearing a sari with a head cover. I've seen Mataji coming here, they didn't have the sari on. Punjabi suits. What is this? Prabhupada time, doing Prabhupada time not very long ago, we didn't know anything about, like, except sari. They didn't know anything other than that, other dress. Except Prabhupada's books, no other books. These are so strict. In one way it's good. And Mataji's would come in the temple, everybody have their sari on with head covered. Not walk around, hair flowing out. Here to please Krishna, not attract the men. So always remember, like I have been stressing this point, always remember we are here to please Krishna, to please Prabhupada. The Prabhupada is there on the Vyasa's hand. He's watching us. Not just you throw flower at his feet and then you go. He's there. He's accepting your service. There was one devotee here. I won't say his name. Long, long time ago. he was planning to leave the temple and become just outside, just leave the Hare Krishna. As he was walking out, he heard a voice from Prabhupada telling him, "Don't leave, I need you. Stay here." He personally told me. And he's still here. Prabhupada is sitting there watching. He didn't tell it to you because maybe you're ignorant. But those who are sincere, those who are very receptive, those who are accepting Krishna consciousness more seriously, there is reciprocation. But if you see Krishna as like a doll, like a statue, then he's not gonna speak to you. But he's there. He's watching us. He's now in my heart. So I'm thinking to myself sometime, walk and think, Krishna, you're in my heart. Please reveal yourself to me. No, nobody's in the room. Don't worry. You can come out and show yourself to me. And you can talk to Krishna a little bit. Don't make Krishna consciousness very mechanical. As done and over, that's it. Put your love into it. Put effort in the service we do. Bhakti, love. Bhaktyamavijnati, Krishna said, through bhakti you can know me. With love you can know me. So, association is so important. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Hai. Lava Mata, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Hai. Why it is mentioned that? Because we have the power, the Vaishnava, the devotees have the power to impress unto others Krishna consciousness. They can open the heart, they can enlighten us. They have that power. Ekakya mai nahi pai bhav harinama sankirtan. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, on my own, I'm not able to chant Hare Krishna. So when there's together, sadhus, we are being checked. Hey Prabhu, pay attention. Don't walk around. Listen to Bhagavatam. Here, open your ear. Look at the deity. Don't go out. We are always constantly being reminded. So sadhu sangha means we are being checked. We are being checked. They tell us how we can serve Krishna. The spiritual master is correcting us. Chaturvijachi Bhagavat Prasado. You know, we sing the spiritual master. We are singing the glories of the spiritual master. They are instructing us how we can serve Krishna nicely. He is guiding us, giving us the instructions. So this is Bhagavatam's instruction. Jarabharata instructing Rahugana how to serve Krishna. He's been very heavy, pointing him out. Sadhus are heavy, like a knife. They can cut your throat. But they're not cutting our throat. They are cutting our ignorance through their knowledge. Om Agnyati Vrandasya Gnanjana Shlakaya. Shlakaya means to cut. Cut our ignorance. If I'm patting your shoulder all the time, oh Paramakarana, you're so nice. Oh, you're so nice. Nikashaka, you're so nice. These people, you guys are so nice. You are just going to go, oh, thank you so much. I love it. I love it. Praise me. Yeah. I remember my teacher. I overheard him say, don't praise him in front of him. You can praise him, but not in front of his face. You just praise him to somebody else. I overheard him. So I went to see him. I said, you know, what's wrong with that? They can praise me directly. He said, no, you'll get puffed up. I said, oh, okay. I understand the concept. So, not always praise going to... Sometime we need danda. With a stick. In the sannyasi, they have the stick. They're holding the stick. They hit you with the stick. It's their blessing. I haven't seen any sannyasis that hit me with the danda stick. So it's like a staff. Sannyasi staff. You hold, like our bead bag. You hold onto the bead bag. Because bead bag is the symbol of protection. Chanting Hare Krishna is protecting us. The holy name protecting us from ignorance. As soon as you let go of the holy name, you think, take it, I'm okay now. You're not okay. There's a couple, they're walking on the ocean side of the cliff. And suddenly they slipped and they were hanging on a rock. They're devotees. And then they're, oh, somebody help me, somebody help me. If they let go, they're going to, down there on the rock, they're going to become smothered to death. So then the walker, the people going for a walk, dog walking, they saw eight fingers stuck on the side of the rock. They helped me, and then they pulled him up. They were devotees. Then he ran to the temple with full dandabat. So I'm completely surrendered unto you. Well, please, you are protecting me. So don't think you're waiting for us to, when the suffering comes. Suffering is always there. So any circumstances, happy or distressed, we have to always remember Krishna. And there is no sense enjoyment, there is no good prasadam, there is none of this. You keep chanting Hare Krishna. The pleasure is in the chanting the holy name. There's no pleasure in the material things. Believe me, because I have been through that, all the things. What you're asking, I already been through. Chewing the chewed only. So, we have to try to always see the reality. The reality is, the material world is a place of suffering. We are so anxious to jump into the fire of suffering. In Mayapur, I grew up in Mayapur, you know, there are rainy season, and they have this moth, like a fly, they're always going into the light. So you come to Mangalarati, big pile of moth under the light, dead. Because they go for the light, they think, wow, so bright, they're attracted to it. And then they pile up, they fall, big pile up, and then you have to clean it. So we are attracted to sense enjoyment, attracted to bright light, attracted to these things that are very, very attractive. But it's going to kill us. It's killing us. For us, Krishna consciousness is what gives us life. Everything else doesn't give us life. It only dulls us. Dulls us only. You think, yeah, I'll get a, you know, get a degree and get a job, and then I'll make plenty of money and this and that and gung ho, yeah, you know. Before you know it, you know, so many problems comes, and then you go to get married, bring someone from India because you don't trust the Western monarchies. just on and on. And then the Mataji you bring from India, they never seen the Australian lifestyle, and then they become too attracted here. They said, Prabhu, I want a better car than this. You're too poor. I want BMW. Then you work so hard, and they say, you're not making enough money. Then you get a job at night shift. Then you're killing yourself. So much. You're foaming at the mouth. You work so hard. So it's just endless. Be happy what you have. Life is short. I don't have the big bank balance. I am still healthy. I'm still sitting here. People who have lots of money, they're sleeping on the money. But they still have anxiety and stress. The worst thing for the rich people who have all the material things, they're so worried more than the normal people because they know that they're going to lose all that soon. They're gonna, like this guy, Prince, what's his name? Prince Philip. He was 99. One more year will be 100. But he had to leave. He could have said, please, just give me one more year. Then it will make it to 100. Time's up. We can't ask for 1 minute. So, who knows where he is now? Like Mahatma Gandhi. We don't know where he is now. He could be Prince Philip taken on the birth. This is a cycle of birth and death. Janma mitti jara vyadhi birth, death, all the disease. This is the reality of the material world. So those who are wealthy, those who have material things, it's not necessary that they're going to take to bhakti life, devotional life. In fact, it's a hindrance to a devotee. Devotee prefers to live a simple life because they want to live in the association of devotee, because they prefer to live in a place where they can remember Krishna. Why is it mentioned that we have to live in the holy dham? Why was it said we have to associate devotees? We could have said, here, live in Melbourne. But we are living here in Melbourne, association of devotees. So the idea is to be Krishna conscious. Bhagavan ka naam lo. Take the name of Krishna. Always. Satatam kirtayanto mam yatantasta diravata namashantasa mam bhakta nitta yukta upasate. Always chanting my glories with great determination. Satatam kita yatantasta diravata, with full determination. Janma is nothing. He born in a family of rich people is a hindrance. Because when you're rich, you think, I'm okay, I don't need God anymore. I have everything. That's why, if you are, four kinds of people come to Krishna. People who need money, oh Bhagwan, please, I want to win the lottery. And then somebody who is in anxiety, distress, oh Bhagwan, I have a shoulder problem, I have this, that, I'm in distress, please help me. They used to come, Swamiji, can you have knee problem? Prabhupada said, I'm not here to fix your knee. You become devoted like this. And then people are looking for God. People are inquisitive, poor men. And the next verse, Krishna says, out of these four, those who are actually want to love me, they are the best. So human life is such a rare life, such a rare birth. We are wasting it. Just going around, you know, first 25 years, you're born, and you're nagging your parents for material things as a child. I want this, I want that. You throw yourself on the ground, I want this, as a child, tantrum. And then you grow up, you go to school, and then you turn teenage, and then big anxiety for parents because parents don't know what the hell you're doing, where you're going and stuff. So they give you a mobile phone in India so you can contact the parents when you're in trouble. You despite they turn off the phone, who knows. And then you turn 25 and you know all the stuff goes on with boys-girls stuff. And then you get married, then problems on. And then you have children on. Before you know it, you're old man. That's it, life's over. Is that what human life is for? Is that what life is for? We are dying for nothing. We are maintaining ourselves for nothing. We didn't get anything. At the time of death, we die like a cat and dog. That's it. We didn't achieve anything in life. So become a sadhu. Become a great devotee of Krishna. Preach Krishna consciousness. Krishna says, those who preach my glory, they are very dear to me. You want to become dear to Krishna? Preach the glories of Krishna. Go on a hurry now. Go on to put distribution. Do service for Krishna. Life is really short, really. Really short. Like today, I cooked the devotee breakfast. It's already cooked by 7:30, by the way. Yeah, and it's going to be really nice vijayam. Then I give class. Yeah, there's four things. There's potato chips, sour cream dip, and there is quinoa with the stuff in it, very fancy. And then there is something else, salad. So this vijayam ready. And I came here, Bhagavatam class. Then I have to go to a program. Keep busy. Then tonight we have Harinam. Satatam kirtayanto mam. Satatam means always. Not, I'm done, I have a break, have a seat. Now I'm done, I can now relax. There's no time to relax. Work now, samadhi later. Prabhupada said we have to work now. Our real home, when you go back to God, that's where we're going to relax. We work so hard that we fall dead in the kitchen. I haven't seen anyone die. We are dying from overeating, too much enjoyment. No one is dying from serving Krishna, actually, because we never think of Krishna so much. We didn't serve Krishna that much. One devotee says, look, Prabhupada, sometime I forget Krishna, sometime I remember him. Prabhupada said, sometime he remembered me, he always forget Krishna. So we have to constantly remind ourselves by associating with devotees, by chanting Hare Krishna together. When you break a stick, one stick you can break it. Crack. When you put so many sticks together, you cannot break it because it's very hard. We can preach Krishna consciousness together. We are protected. Isn't it? Right, Mataji? Where is all the Matajis today? Usually the temple's packed with Matajis. Amen. I remember our time in the 80s and 70s, those who were giving the Bhagavatam class, when they come in, everybody's sitting there already, very nicely packed, all sitting with lotuses and whatever, very. And no one dared to walk out. Sorry. I'm just kidding. Time to change. Now we don't say anything. I'm just telling the story from before. And so I remember one time I was walking out like Dija. They threw a gong stick at me. You know, they were playing gong like that. Said, wait, sit down, come back here. And if you came late, they would cut your prasadam in half. If you didn't come, completely absence, no prasadam. So ridiculous. So sometimes the devotees need to be heavy. It's good for us, for our benefit. We don't overdo it, but you can give the message in a way it's palatable. Like children. Like unless your kids, I'm sure you don't smack them around. But they love to come to the temple early morning. Otherwise they wouldn't come. Because you show them the love in a way that they're attracted to Krishna. I remember one girl I was talking to, like your age, she was born in a Hare Krishna movement. So her parents used to make her go to Mangalarti every day. When she turned away from the deity, looked the other way, her mother would turn the head and put it towards the deity. She's now like 40 years, my age. She said, my mother used to make me go to the temple, and if I turn my head away, she'd put it back on the, like this. Wow. Phew. That's how serious and strict they were. Now we can do whatever we like. Oh yeah, I come, I go, like a hotel. Come and go. We're not seeing Krishna's. Krishna is always here every day. But we are not taking that seriously. No chanting while doing the class. You have to hear what I'm saying. Yeah. So, times have changed. But at the same time, we need to emphasize what are the Krishna conscious rules. We become very loose. But if you want to go back to Godhead, if you want to go to, like Prabhupada says here, our process is to go back to God. If you want to go back to Godhead, you want to voluntarily accept it. The seriousness. I don't have to tell you. Out of love. Out of love we want to do hardship. The austerity, there's no austerity. If it's difficult, we want to do because it pleases Krishna. Out of love, we accept the hardship. We're not forcing you. You see, it wasn't easy for Prabhupada. Prabhupada had a heart attack. But because of his mercy, we have Krishna consciousness today. We have these temples today. Because of his mercy. He could have turned around, came back to India. Then I give up, it's too much. Like his godbrothers did. So we have to always remember, we are made up of Srila Prabhupada's mercy. His mercy, we are here today. You know, don't give yourself like, I deserve it. Without His mercy, whatever accomplishment that we accomplish today is His mercy. Wasn't for Him, we wouldn't be here today. So always think to ourselves, it's the mercy of our Guru, it's the mercy of Prabhupada that I have this Krishna consciousness. Let me work hard. Look our Guru, he worked so hard. He nearly died for preaching Krishna consciousness. And then the success will come. Krishna consciousness will come. When you work for it, we have to work hard for it. Free from self-desire, free from self-motivation. Pure devotion means anyagilasitasanyam gana karmadanavitam anukalena krishnanam chilanam bhakti vichyate anyagilasitasanyam, free from any desire, personal motivation. That's bhakti. Definition of bhakti is when you can serve Him or ask Him Krishna anything without any return, only to love Him. That's pure love. Not I give you, you give me back. 50-50. I make business with Krishna. 50-50. Give yourself. Sishyasteham sadimam tvam papanam. I surrender unto you completely. That's a disciple. A real disciple is he who completely gives himself to his spiritual master. Sishya. Sadimam tvam papanam. I surrender unto you. Surrender at your Lord's feet. Everybody wants to jump on their feet. Oh, Prabhu, give me asipato, your blessing. Blessing is always there from Krishna, from Guru. You have to deserve it. It is no easy cut. You have to deserve the blessing. That blessing comes by your hard work, by your endeavor. Like Param Karuna, this girl here, she goes Harinam every day. You know, you all have your daughter and your family. You also need to follow such example. Like I said, life is very short. It's temporary. Something that you don't like to do, it's hardship, then you have to do it if it's pleasing Krishna. Because we always do what pleases us. It feels good. I like it and I do it because it pleases you. But we have to do something that we don't like to do, but it pleases Krishna. That we have to do. If you want to give up your attachment to yourself. So the whole idea is to go back to Godhead. It's not just a saying, oh yeah, back to Godhead. And when the time comes, when I'm 50, 70, and then now I'll enjoy it. That time never comes. Because we can die anytime. There's no guarantee. That time starts now. Komara acharet pragya dharman bhagavataniha. Prahlad Maharaj said, you have to practice Krishna consciousness from the early age. We live for 100 years, and 100 years is never come because we can die before that. Very few people, they die at the age of 100. We're not waiting for time. Kalasmi lokasaya kit pavitya. Krishna said, time I am, and I come as death and take everything away. We have to practice Krishna consciousness joyfully. Shushutam kritamabhaya. Krishna says, perform Krishna consciousness with happiness. Because you were, I'm a chant Hare Krishna today, I don't like it. Enjoy every mantra. Krishna is there in His name. Kalikale namrupe Krishna avatar, He is there in His name. Every time you chant one mantra, Hare Krishna, you're enjoying it, you love it. Krishna is there, relish it. But we are putting ourselves in the front as enjoyment, sense gratification. Then Krishna consciousness is blocked. So we're not getting the juice of the Holy Name. It's blocked by our own intentions, motivations, a material desire. You have to clear that way. Then the juice of Krishna consciousness will flow through you. Otherwise it's blocked. Because we are putting ourselves in the front. So you're not allowing Krishna consciousness to come, the bhakti, to come in front. We are putting ourselves. I'm the first. Then put Krishna, everything will come. Hare Krishna. Any questions? I'm talking like there's about a million people here.
Online,
yes. They told me. Okay, they said, oh, Prabhu was very nice class. I heard it. Any questions? Maharaji? Yes? Anybody? This part of the Bhagavatam, Jarabhat stories and Raghunath is very, very nice because it applies to us. It's very practical philosophy because we all need preaching. That's what Jarabhat is doing to Raghunath. So it's a very practical. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.